Chapter 4. A Strange Feeling. At lunchtime, Sally was still being nice to me. "Come with me," she said. We walked across the playground to a secret garden behind it. The school didn't allow us to go there, but some of the students went there anyway. I also knew that Sally was only being nice to me because of Sam. I still hated her. Or did I still hate her? Now I wasn't sure. "Why are you being horrible to Marnie and nice to me?" I said. "Because she's annoying sometimes. She'll be fine," Sally said. "Why do you care? Marnie is horrible to you." "Yes, she is, but you've been the most horrible," I replied. "You hit me in the face," Sally said. "You laughed at my mum. She wasn't drunk. She's ill," I said. "Really?" Sally said. "Yes, but I don't want anyone to know. I don't want anyone to know about my mum because she is always drunk," Sally said. "She drinks at work and then at home. Sometimes she's funny, but then she starts being horrible to my dad. I usually go to my bedroom, but I can still hear her shouting. She then comes into my bedroom and starts crying to me about her life." Sally went quiet, and her face was a little red. "I've never told anyone that," she said. "Not even Marnie." "Why did you say horrible things about my mum then?" I asked. "I don't know. Maybe I really want to be your friend. There's something cool about you. You don't care about stupid things," Sally said. "And you've got a boyfriend, and you didn't tell anyone about him." "He's just Sam," I said. "I've known him all my life." "He's so handsome," Sally said. "Does your sister fancy him?" "No," I said, loudly. "But you fancy him?" Yes, of course," I said. "You don't sound sure," Sally said. "We should go back to class. Lunch has finished," I said. "Are you scared that the teacher will be angry?" Sally said. "No, but if we don't go to class, the teacher will ring my mum. I don't want my mum to worry about me. It's not good for her," I said. "My mum doesn't care about me. But you're right. Let's go back," Sally said. "So, what's wrong with your mum?" "You must promise not to tell anyone, not even Marnie." "I tell her very little," Sally said. "But yes, I promise." "She has multiple sclerosis."
"That's horrible," Sally said. "How long will it take for her to get better?"
"She won't."
"What? Never?"
Sally said, shocked. "She's fine sometimes, but then something goes wrong and she's ill for weeks. She's always so tired now," I said. Sally then put her arm around me and kissed me on the cheek.
"I'm really sorry, and I promise that I won't tell anyone. Let's go back to class," she said.
When we arrived to class late, Miss Elliot, our teacher, was angry. Marnie was also angry at Sally for being friends with me. Then, that afternoon, we had a sports lesson. We played football, and Sally hugged me in front of everyone because I played well. At the end of the day, Mum and Zara were waiting for me in the playground. Sally and Marnie came out of school together. Marnie looked happy again, but Sally was looking at my mum. I was worried. Is Sally joking about being my friend? I thought. Has she told Marnie about Mum's MS?
"Hello, Mrs. Bennett. Frankie was very good at football today," Sally said. See you tomorrow, Frankie.
Was that Sally? Mum said a few minutes later. I thought that you weren't friends.
We're friends now, I replied.
But she's always horrible to you, Zara said.
I didn't say anything.
That night, I couldn't sleep for a long time, and I kept thinking about Sally. The next morning, I was still thinking about Sally. I decided to go to the library before class because the library felt safe and normal.
Good morning, Frankie, Mr. White said. I was thinking about our writing group and I want you to write a fairy tale. What do you think?
Okay, I said, but I was still thinking about Sally. At lunchtime, Sally sat with Marnie and I sat with some of the boys from our class. They were talking about ice skating.
Are you coming ice skating tonight, Frankie?
Josh Brown asked. He was one of the nicest boys in the class.
Josh fancies Frankie, another boy shouted. Maybe I do, Josh shouted back.
I couldn't speak. I was happy that he liked me, but I only liked him as a friend. Did he want to be my boyfriend? Did he want to kiss me? I wanted to be like the other girls and to like boys, but I didn't want to go ice skating with Josh. I wanted to go with Sally.
Sorry, I have plans with my family. We're doing our Christmas tree this evening, I said.
Josh looked disappointed, but then I saw Sally stand up and go outside.
I've got to go, I said. Loudly.
Sally was waiting for me outside. She was smiling.
Come on, Sally said. Let's go to the secret garden again.
No, you won't, a voice shouted behind us. It was Miss Elliot, and she was annoyed. I know that you went there yesterday, she said. Detention after school for both of you.
But I can't. I have plans with my family, I shouted.
You'll have to text them and explain, Miss Elliot said.
But I haven't got a phone, I replied.
It was true. A few weeks ago, my phone fell into some water and broke.
Go and find your sister and tell her, Miss Elliot said. Then she can tell your mother.
I found Zara in the playground, and she was very angry with me.
Why are you going to the secret garden with Sally? Zara said. People will start talking about you.
Can you just tell Mum that I have detention, please? I said, getting annoyed.
What about the Christmas tree? Mum will be sad, Zara said. And why do you look so happy? Sally hates you. She's always horrible to you.
Maybe Zara was right about Sally, but maybe Zara didn't understand. Maybe I didn't understand.